And I think that's what they're talking about then, because it says neither am I. Mm-hmm. Or one of the kids will say, me neither.
Yeah.
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 They want the intonation, the common intonation, you know, how you would put the stress. Now we do the counting. Oh yes, Mary Lou made some cards for that. And you just say the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 20, 27, 30, 40, 70, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Now, I speak more clearly probably in numbers because I'm used to giving out numbers.
Yes, well, you announce it very clearly anyway. I notice on my, I chew up the ends of my sentences.
Well, I drop my G's very well.
I didn't know I did that until I started doing this tape business. I really didn't. I wasn't conscious of chewing up my words, but I just do it. And my sister sort of does that all the time, and I just thought, you know, on
that's
the
way to talk.
Sounds just like my, I had it out like his she sound. And I told her she sounded terrible.
This women on tape.
Let's see. I want to get the turn, like if I said, we'll do that once. And you said, no, we're going to
do it again.
Yeah, or
twice.
Twice. They want to hear. I think it's that I that they've got to get.
Some people say twice, too.
Yeah, and with a T on the end. Now, this is the exterior of the house, and maybe this is not particularly apropos, but anyhow, if I was going to say another term for close the door, what would you say?
Shut the door.
Shut the door. Like keeping the dogs out.
Shut the door! More often than not, I'd probably say shut the door instead of close the door.
Well, usually when we're doing it, somebody's screaming at somebody. You know, we had three St. Bernards and
oh, good grief.
One of them is sort of ferocious. Any Jenny. What is the material of the outside of a house, Jerry, in the
shingles.
Wood? Yeah, wood. It can be shingles.
Clapboard.
Yeah, clapboard. And then if somebody's going to put a nail in the wall using the term to drive, I mean, how would they do that?
I'd say hammer. They're going to hammer the nail in.
Yes, and that's what I was telling Jimmy. I said, I don't believe driving a nail in. I don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, that's hard for me to... let's see. Oh, what is on the top of the house?
The roof.
That's another word they love.
Can I say roots, too? Because some people say roots.
Yes, that's a... It seems to me that was one of the Indiana things that was peculiar. You know, when I went to school the first time, when I went to Duke, I noticed, wait up. The people would say, I used to always say, wait for me.
Wait for me.
They'd say, wait up. I thought, up? What do you mean up? I'm not going to wait up. Or I'd say, wait on me. And they now say, wait on me.
I say, wait on. Wait for me.
Yeah. But you probably
and I wouldn't
back.
Say call up either. I would just call somebody on the telephone.
But it seems to me that that is more out of style. Saying call up is out of style now, don't you think?
I guess so.
Ringing up a long time ago, people would say it for that reason. That's what I was... Now, let's see. You know, when the overhang on the house, what do you call that?
The eaves.
Yeah, eaves. And then when... Two parts of the roof join. What is that bar? That the bottom part of it.
Gutter.
Yeah.
I didn't think what it was. I didn't throw the pine stars with that gutter.
I started saying we just had new ones put on. They leak like seals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said we paid the man, and Jimmy said.